Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It's a Monday and a chance to visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. And Mo, will jump right into it. Camp is off and running. The games are off and running. Your impressions of this camp so far?
Well, I feel like the overall camp pace and what we're getting accomplished has been great. I mean, obviously, one of the themes you're always going to hear about in spring training is, can we minimize the injuries? Can we minimize those small things that keep players out of games? And so, you know, I think that's going to be really the big test for us is just sort of getting through this. As you know, 3 weeks from today, we're playing an exhibition game in Dallas. And then 3 weeks from Thursday, we open in Cincinnati. So it's coming quick. And you know, definitely want to see guys getting back on that field, like a Matt Carpenter. Hopefully Miller's injury isn't something that's going to linger too long. But, you know, as we start getting closer to that opening day, the most important thing is making sure the right people are getting the right work and right amount of work. And that's obviously something that we're very focused on at this point.
How is Jairo Munoz and how is Miles Michaelis, speaking of those injuries?
So Munoz's situation's a little bit grayer at the moment. We'll learn more about that hopefully in the next couple of days to have a better sense of how long. You know, my fingers are crossed that it's not something that's going to derail him for a long period of time, but we need more information.
And in terms of Michaelis?
Yeah, you asked about Miles, and actually spoke with him this morning. And, you know, he's told me he's feeling better, but obviously has been somewhat limited in baseball activity. So I think sometime next week we'll start putting him through some tests and see like where he is from a healing standpoint before we decide on what the next baseball step looks like.
Paul DeJong, Mo, is off to a great start in this camp. Another home run yesterday. He's up to 3. What adjustments have you seen with Paul coming into this camp to get him to a different level in this spring training at the plate?
Well, you know, Paul has been someone that's been down here in Jupiter, I think, since December. He's been working on his swing, obviously his strike zone. He is doing some experimental stuff with some new technologies. And I just think his confidence of how he's approaching his at-bats is something that's very high. And so that's great to see. And it's also positive to make sure that he is utilizing some of these new tools we have in camp. And so I'm pleased about that. And, you know, hopefully he can continue to have success, but, you know, most importantly, it's taking a good spring into the season.
How much fun has this been for you to watch your young outfielder, Dylan Carlson? He's off to a great start in this camp.
You know, really, I think from an outfield standpoint, a lot of our young outfielders are doing well. But, you know, Dylan is someone that I think a lot of people got to lay eyes on last year. So I don't think it's really a surprise to people that have been around what he's potentially capable of doing. But, you know, it's nice to see him doing what he's doing. And I think people will realize why we're excited about him.
What are you most impressed with from your seat as you evaluate Dylan? What has most impressed you in this camp and watching him play?
It's not so much just camp. I mean, I think like when you make judgments based on solely camp, it might not be in everyone's best interest. But I would say to you that when you get to watch Dylan play, and I've been lucky enough to see him at Double Edge last year and also our Major League camp last year as well, but he's a young man that really just understands the game. Very high baseball IQ. You can tell he grew up around the game. So I just think from an instinctive standpoint, he's really on top of it. And so, you know, I think when you look at him and you see how he interacts with Major League players, you can see why it's a very natural fit, because he is someone that the learning curve is something that he's picking up quicker than maybe others.
What is his best position, or is there one? We've seen him all over in camp in left, center, and right. Does he have a position that best suits him?
You know, I think right now that giving himself the flexibility to play all three positions is probably in his best interest and the organization's best interest. But if you're asking me long-term, because of his arm strength, I could see him, and his power, you could naturally see him profile into the right field position long term.
Sure. Keith Law just came out with, and I'm sure you get a kick out of all the rankings, but he put the Cardinals minor league system in the top 10. That's the one thing that everybody's talking about down here, Mo, from my perspective, is just the young talent that you have coming. I'm sure it's got to be fun and gratifying to see these guys, you know, perform and perform at a high level, these young players, and the depth that you've been able to create.
You know, I did not read Keith's ranking yet, but I had someone mention it to me this morning, and, you know, that's great. I mean, obviously, our goal is to have a strong and robust minor league system, and I think people like yourself who are down here and you get to watch some of these younger players and what they're doing, you see why we internally are very excited about them. So, you know, I really feel like our minor league system is clearly one of our strengths, but more importantly, given sort of the difficulties that we've had over the last couple of years on losing some draft picks and so forth, it's nice to see that we're still able to have success in drafting players, developing players, not only from domestic market, but also internationally.
I'll wrap it up with this. There's a couple of pitchers that have really caught my eye, and I'm sure they've caught yours too, and they've had success in the big leagues before, and that's Austin Gomber and Daniel Ponce de Leon. What have you seen from those two in this camp, just generally speaking?
Well, as you can imagine, I mean, they're both guys that are looking to be on the big league roster. And I think for them, they came into this camp knowing that they have a chance to earn a spot here. And so I think their confidence of knowing that they're getting that chance is something that's coming out. You're seeing it in their performance, and that's great to see. So, you know, I think both guys have, you know, unique skills, one from the left side, one from the right, but certainly glad that they've gotten off to a good start early on.
Mo, thanks. We'll catch up next Monday. Always appreciate it.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.